It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning. It is the 27th day of July. Good morning.
Good morning.
I like a sex machine.
And a good morning to everybody out there in College Park.
And in College Park.
College Park. Oh, man, what's going on in the expressway here? Sorry about your College Park for a second. We got craziness on the connector, it looks like. And so just be aware of that. Check out your what do you check out when you want to find out about?
Waves.
Yeah, that too.
Waves. Yeah, they'll tell you something.
Call somebody.
On the connector. Look like we got some bad stuff happening.
Shut down there. Anyway, College Park, you were saying.
College Park, end of the runway.
Yes.
Always. Shout out to the people out there on College Park. Main Street. Nice establishments out there. You want to go out there after work or? Don't have to go out to work. Nice little restaurants and places to
go. This place continues to amaze. And by the way, let me just say, because last time I was here, I want to thank you. I want to thank Eric. I want to thank
Caleb.
Caleb, he was here for last week for sitting in here and holding down the fort.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. And when I was here last, though, we started the show with, because, you know, I've been keeping my eye on this downtown skyline of ours. And it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It just really does. Even though we've had all this rain lately, it's just in the morning, things are lit up. And I had made a comment about the eye again was out with the Georgia State University building.
Yeah.
It's back on.
Hey.
They got the light bulb. Somebody went down to Home Depot.
You know what? If it's on or not, there might be some wiring or something.
There could be a short.
There could be something happening there.
They went and got one of those connectors in. Got a connector, put the wires together, you know, twist them.
I guess so.
And get it fixed. But all I know is it is illuminated. The eye is illuminated.
It's working.
It spells out university.
Okay. All right.
As opposed to university. How you doing, man? How was your week?
Dodging raindrops at night. You know, we got the rain around here, and Atlanta opened. My goodness, you know, our final year for having a tennis event here in town, and each and every night like clockwork. It would just roll in,
yeah.
And all you could do was watch it. And friend of the show, our cousin, Karen Pistano, was in town.
I feel so bad I missed her.
Had a chance to see her and hang out and spend some time with her and talk with her. She enjoyed herself.
Now, has she been here before?
She's got some friends here.
Oh, okay.
And like her husband's got some family here. So,
Did he come?
She knows some people. No. Okay. He ain't come. She said, but she said next time he probably will.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're going to miss her two times then.
But no, man. But you know what? But we talk a lot about tennis and about Atlanta and the U.S. Open and things that are coming up that she's going to be, obviously, being in touch with. It's just great to actually meet her because we talk to her all the time.
We
never actually met her. So
I thought you had met her before.
No.
Because you introduced our audience to her.
We connected through social. And I would write a little something up to send to her page some down the time from the tournament here. So, you know, we connected that way.
So you guys were like Bruce Willis and what's the name at the end of Die Hard, where they talked to each other throughout the movie. They did. Yeah. They didn't know. They just looked at each other and went, that's him.
That must be her, yeah. So we watched the women's match, the Sunday showdown, Taylor Townsend and Sloane Stephens.
But that must have been bittersweet for you. And let's take a second and let's, you know, talk about this because tennis is now left, exited stage left here in the city, at least for a while.
For a while. You know, and the way it was handled here, the way it was supported here.
Eddie Gonzalez, shout out.
Absolutely. Former tournament director. He was out there this week, just reflecting with some people. So it's great. You know, if they have another event, I don't know if Atlantic Station will be able to host it because that place is getting so overrun now. They're using up every inch of that property. They got a new hotel that's going up. So, you know, it would probably be in a different location. But, you know, let's see what happens.
I got one.
What is that?
I'm just trying to think right now, but an industrious person might look at the backyard. Is there enough open area in the backyard, too? Because then you got the hotel, boom, right there.
Right there,
You got all that other stuff. I'm not saying they're going to put it inside Mercedes-Benz, but if you put it in, because I got a feeling
the Miami tournament is in the parking lot at the stadium of the Dolphins. Is it in? They took the parking lot and they're playing a tennis tournament.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Maybe the backyard. Listen, they're going to try and squeeze every dollar out of every open area in a big city that they can find. Yeah. And this is one of those I'm thinking, it works out logistically. You got the rooms and hotels right there. You're going to be bringing people into the city. The mayor would be on board. Get Mayor Dinkins on the phone.
We'll do that. Well, there's so much happened this week, so much going on this week. Obviously, the Olympics have gotten started, the opening ceremonies just amazing yesterday. We'll talk about that as we go along this morning. Braves got their struggles. Boy, they lost 8-4 to the Mets. And we'll talk about this team, too, later on this hour, the things that are happening, because we had the problem with the hitting, you know, pitching, but now we're getting errors. And that's something we hadn't had
I've noticed some base running hiccups.
Just some fundamental stuff that you don't expect to see from this team. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Football is happening. As far as I'm concerned, the season's here. I mean, the Falcons camp is open. We've had everybody's college media days. We're having high school media days. Everybody's talking about it. In a few days, we're going to be playing. There's something special happening tonight we want people to know about, right?
Yeah, Sam. It's funny you should bring that up. You got Bo Morgan. You got Mike Johnson. They're part of the morning shift. You know that, right? They are going to be at Falcons training camp. Not the place you think of. And I want to make sure I pronounce this right, and I'm probably not going to. Seckinger.
You got it.
High school. They're going to be out there from 5 until 9 p.m. Today, tomorrow, Dylan and Joe Patrick, they're going to be up at the Ticketmaster Studios at Falcons Training Camp from 9 a.m. until 12.
Looking up at the screen at our home, folks, that's Brody Malone from Rockmont, Georgia, on the men's gymnastics team.
So I leave town, I come back, and Money Mike, what happened with him?
He had a little setback, man, and they put him on the 60.
I know. What, this team.
You know, well, you know, yeah, we can talk about the injuries and whatnot. And that's
part of it. I mean, the dude's got all these commercials running. He ain't nowhere to be seen.
Albies is out until basically the playoffs.
Right. When the playoffs start, not necessarily for this team.
But that's what the deal was with them before. Remember, he was out right before the playoffs. He comes back and he got injured again.
Dude, look how many people are limping on this team. Come on. And it's not like they're defending the top of the division and looking at who's coming up at them. They're trying to climb. When we have a conversation talking about worrying about the Mets getting past us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That says something about.
You know what? But you talk about a team that is so far overdue. The Mets are so overdue from where they've been the last few years. All the money that's been spent on that crew, you know, they're so overdue. And the thing of it, they look bad because the guys over in the Bronx are chewing it up this season.
Well, they're having a problem, too. They've been losing lately, too, both of them. But the money that they spend is because they can, and you just say what you say about the people up in the front office. Then you look at our dude who doesn't spend a lot and gets this talent, sees them. Again, I think of your movie. I think of your favorite movie with this analogy. What does Sean Connery say to Kevin Costner in The Untouchables? You want a good one? You don't pick an apple off the ground, you get it off the tree. Right? Is that what he says? He goes and gets them young and then signs them for a lot of people got a problem with the contracts they signed, wishing they had better representation. But nonetheless, that's not his job. Alex's job is to fill up, get them the best nine players he can get out there and keep them here for a number of years.
Yep.
And he's done his job.
But you got to keep him healthy.
That's true. And that happens. That's part of it. You know, price of doing business.
You got injuries in your middle infield and just the middle of your defense. And that's
And you think, and the pitching staff too.
What you think about though, that how that impacts your pitching, because you think about all those guys in the '90s, the pitchers from the '90s, they knew what they had around them. You got Hivey, you got Blauser, you got Lemke, and you had Andrew. Them dudes would sit back in a rocking chair and pitch. You know what I mean? With they knew what they had behind them, and it was solid. And it makes a difference.
You ain't even got to go back that far, Sam, because we had an infield that was all star caliber just a couple years ago.
Right.
Straight up the middle, too.
Right.
And so the same, you don't got to go back to them 90s. You can go back to just a few years ago, and attrition has hit this team in a way that it hits all teams. And it's never the timing is never right when it happens. Now, you hope that it happens early, and these guys get a chance to come back. Now, I just don't know.
I mean, you don't foresee the injuries coming in for this team, and that's kind of what's happened.
And the other thing is, there's an X factor called confidence that you can see in them dudes in Philly. And you can even see it a little bit what's coming up with the Mets. I don't see that we can knock the you-know-what out of everybody that this Braves team used to have ain't there now. So hopefully it'll come on back. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Getting started on Saturday morning. Let me tell you what we got coming up. Obviously, we will be talking Olympics.
Yes.
A lot of it coming up. Also, countdown to Corky Kell. Countdown to Corky Kell.
We're going to have from Coach Jamie All from North Atlanta High School. Atlanta Public Schools are having their media day, but, of course, they play in one of the first games of the season. They're playing Kell. On the 14th, that's the Wednesday. Yep, you know, that we play one of the very first games of the year, and we're going to hear from the coach this morning.
All right, that's coming up at 7:20. Going to get into Falcons. Listen, camp's opened. All of them are open, so we're going to be talking Falcons. We had a big presence down there today, this past week, so going to let you hear some of the sound from that. Megan L. Hall will be joining us. Not only does she just cover WNBA, Atlanta Dream. But obviously, she is dipping her toe in what's going on with the Olympics, so we'll talk to her then. Joe Patrick, going to make him wear a couple hats. His Atlanta United hat and his Falcons hat.
Two, that's all?
Yeah, just two ready. Just two today.
That's all.
And listen, we didn't do it this segment, just coming back here, and I'm a little rusty, so we didn't do our story of the week. So let's do it next segment.
Okay.
Because I got a story of the week, and it ain't what you think it is. I was impressed by somebody, and I just wondered how long it took me to jump on this train. But I'm there now. That is coming up. It is Sam and Greg getting started on a Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oops, and Noel on the other side of the glass.
Yeah. What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, July 27th. Hope you guys had a wonderful week, and thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. You know, we got a shelf life for these Saturdays. We're at that point again. We're coming close to football season, going to get going, and Sam and I lose this show on a Saturday for a little while. We're going to be with you on Sundays, but Saturdays, because of football, will.
And then some Saturdays, I'm going to be, because I got something.
That's right, and then you start your Friday nights.
Friday nights.
So you wouldn't be here anyway.
Yeah.
So that works out. That works out great. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I have got an incredible stat that I'm going to give you having to do with longevity in show business.
Okay.
And I apologize, because I was gone when I got back. I wanted to make sure coming in this weekend we had a fresh casting call, and kind of do, but for whatever reason it didn't load up ready to go. But I'm going to direct you where some of these new jobs are. But it did not load up, so you guys can go to Get Cast with Greg or 92.9thegame.com/casting call. But I can tell you which handful of casting directors to go to and see these job opportunities. So I still got you covered. But anyway, I heard something this past week.
Okay.
As far as, because it ain't easy staying, relevant and being in this business for decades.
It's true.
Like your boy Sean Connery. Yeah. You know, you just there's so few of those guys around. Well, I heard a stat about somebody this past week. So in casting call, I'm gonna bring that up. Are you ready to share your story of the week? Did you have a story of the week?
You know, there's so much that happened this week. I can't think of
one. Well, pick one while we listen to this sounder.
Go ahead.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right, Mr. Crenshaw. Yeah, you're right. There were a number of things that happened this week. You can pick a few from various areas. Like, I was going to talk about this situation. I found out what's going on Mercury this past week. The planet Mercury?
Mercury.
Do you know about that? What has been reported? Let's put it that way.
Okay.
It has been reported through NASA that the planet Mercury, once you get past the layer, the initial layer of whatever it is that this planet is made of, it has 10 miles. Let me say this again. Mercury has passed the first layer. Okay? So, like, Earth's layer. There's a layer of whatever I won't say soil because obviously this place is covered with water, a lot of it. But once you get past that, okay, and the core, you start getting to the core of this place, that's what I'm talking about. Well, you don't have to get to the core, but once you get past that initial layer, however deep it is, Mercury is made up, according to these reports from NASA, 10 miles deep of diamond.
Really?
Yes. I'm looking at it right now. Okay. They, like, showed if you were, like, at some kind of drill and you can chop off the first part of Mercury, you know, you go down X amount of miles, I would imagine. But after that, they have said, and it's been reported, that there's 10 miles thick of diamond on the planet of Mercury.
All right.
Now, good luck getting there and trying to find
really,
it.
Really? How about that?
Just my boy Jaron Solomon. I was just saying, good luck.
Yeah, no, that's right.
You got enough gas to get there.
Wow.
But that's not my story of the week. My story of the week, and this leads us into what we're going to be talking about with the Olympics. You saw something. You're going to talk about it with these opening ceremonies that surprised you, and it's something you never seen before, right? But that's not my story of the week. My story of the week is, it's kind of twofold. Because if I went back and I had to talk to this person while he was going through his troubles with the law and being perceived to be a certain kind of person, would he ever think that not only would he turn his life around, have the career that he has had, but be crip walking with the Olympic torch? Yeah. I'm talking about Snoop Dogg.
I saw that
and I went, okay, I had seen it all. The Olympic torch, part of a crip walk.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. So, yeah, that's my story of the week.
That is going to be fun. It's going to be fun the next couple of weeks just to hear his commentary and his thoughts from being there. But, you know, you're right.
Who would you ever think? People get second chances. Like, people pray for you and give you another chance. What you do with that chance, you know, we've been hearing that ad nauseum throughout our life.
Well, now he's a seasoned, you know.
And he's been called all kinds of names. He's raised a family. He's done. So I ain't heard about nobody else in his family getting into stuff. They might have happened, but I ain't heard
nothing
about it.
And, you know, he's now a sponsor of a bowl game, too. The Arizona Bowl.
That's right.
Snoop Dogg Bowl game brought to you by Gin and Juice.
And what have we heard about him over this last decade or so? His Little League football team.
Little League football
coaching, doing stuff for the kids.
Yep. That and Martha Stewart.
Whoever
thought to put that combination together?
There have been two reclamation projects. Is that it? Is that the way to put it?
Yeah.
In my lifetime that make me turn my head and make a Scooby-Doo noise. One is this one. The other one's George Foreman.
Okay. Speaking of Olympics, right?
And you got to be old enough to remember what he was first.
Yep.
And what he went through. And then, as Don King said, George Foreman got knocked out and took him 10 years to get up.
Hey, absolutely.
And when he did.
But we'll talk about that as we get to the Olympics. And a lot of people think about the different years. You remember what happened in 96. You remember what happened in 72. You remember what happened in 68. With Smith and Carlos, you know, on the stand with the black gloves, but in the boxing final, George Foreman won the heavyweight and won the gold medal,
right.
And he walked around the ring with his tiny American
flag, right, bowing.
Tiny American flag. He walked around it. When I interviewed him once, I reminded him of that. I said, I was a kid watching it and saw you walk around the ring with that tiny flag. I said, you got a fan for life that night. You know, because just what he did to bring everything together. And hopefully this Olympic team, can do that for us. You know what I mean? It's what you hope. And my story is, at our homegirl, I got a chance to help carry the flag, help LeBron James with the flag with Coco Gauff.
Coco, yeah.
Think about all the things that she's been able to do and just turned 20 this spring.
Right.
You know, just turned 20 years old this spring, getting to be in the Olympics, and found out. And the person who told her she was going to be carrying the flag was our other home folks, Chris Eubanks, who was over there on the men's tennis team. And so tremendous to get to see her do that, you know, represent community, represent United States, and hope she does well in the tournament. In all the rain.
Yeah. And isn't that Paris, though? Yeah. I mean, you almost thought it was going to happen in London, but it didn't. But this is at least my perception.
They said the last time they had rain on opening ceremonies, I think, was Helsinki, Finland, back in the 50s.
That's 52.
Yeah,
how I remember that, I have no idea.
Remember that?
I don't know why, but 52 popped into my head.
But that's the last time they had rain on an opening ceremony.
Really?
Yeah. And they had it this time, and they're out there in the river, and they're out there on the boats, and, you know.
What'd you think about that? Let's talk about that for a second.
It's different. Yeah, and you knew Paris was going to be different, you know, rather than the usual thing. And here's the thing. When you're an Olympic athlete or you're trying to get to the Olympics, you have this vision from the back of your mind that, you know, you watch the other teams march in to the stadium. You know, the stadium full of people. And they didn't get that the last time because nobody could come to the Olympics.
That's right, yeah.
And so this is the one where people are back. You know, I'm figuring these athletes wanted to feel that walking, and they got them on boats. You know,
well,
it's a different thing. There were people along the boat route. And that's, you're part of something different. And,
right.
it's Paris.
And it's Paris, and that's what they do.
It's going to be different.
And, well, it was a sort of runway-like entrance, wasn't it? So that's what Paris is known for, correct? Runway. You never put that two together?
No.
Like a runway entrance, a model's entrance.
They had that going on at the same
time. They did. They had it all over the place.
That's the other thing. All the stuff they had going on at the same time as the boats were coming in. You know, most times with an Olympic opening ceremony, you have your entertainers, you have your, you know, things that go on that. Then you bring your teams in.
Right.
They're the main focus, is, you know, your teams coming in, representing the countries. Then you bring in the flag, the Olympic flag, and then you light the cauldron. That's the normal order. This was all over the place.
Because you just described a TV show. They didn't care about that. They didn't.
Well, this was a TV show.
I get that, but it was a different
was
kind
really,
of show.
This was really made for TV. Because not everybody could see what was going on unless they had big screens all over the city.
And
you couldn't see all that.
And the other thing is, everybody didn't watch the way they used to watch it. It came on at such and such a time, depending on what part of the world the Olympics were in. You got it when it happened live, or you got it taped. You got to watch two different nights because technology. Some folks just watch it live at 11 o'clock in the afternoon or morning.
It was
right?
It was 1:30.
1:30 o'clock. Okay.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then you had NBC's edited version at night. So
they threw something else in. They threw Beyonce in the nighttime version.
Yeah,
they didn't have it in the daytime.
They put her in a swimsuit too.
Yeah, they did. You know, so I mean, it's. I guess, and people will get the word about that. Says, okay, even though something's happening in the afternoon, you want to tune into the prime time because you may get some extra stuff thrown in there.
Noel, you're not. Just give me a thumbs up if you're ready, or you're still doing some stuff because I want to ask you. Did you see?
Morning.
Did you see the Beyonce intro that NBC put in last night? And then I have a question for you. And if you didn't see it, that's cool. Good morning.
Good morning.
There you go.
That's actually what I saw the most of, because y'all know I be sleep when the sun up. So by the time I got up, I was up right in time to see the Beyonce edit drop. And I was like, oh, they picked a great song too. She didn't have to tweak it very much from the original version.
Can we all answer this question honestly? And I'll start this off. The first thought that popped into your head when you saw Beyonce come on the screen and do what she was doing, as you listened to her and watched
With the cowboy hat on.
Thank you. No, without it.
Yeah.
She didn't have no hat on. She just had the blonde hair.
She had a hat on, too.
Well, I'm talking about when she didn't have the hat on. When I saw, she wasn't wearing anything.
Okay.
And then she came out there, and that was my thought.
She's
where's the cowboy
something.
Hat?
You just said she wasn't wearing anything.
Anyway, she was. Yeah. I was. That was the first thing I was thinking of.
Yeah.
She not wearing a hat. the cowboy hat, which would have worked perfect because everybody associates cowboys with America, and she had the USA thing going on. So that was my first thought. What was your first thought, Noelle?
Well, if I remember, she does come out originally with the hat. Then they take it off.
Well, I just saw her without the hat, so yeah, I missed the original.
Intro where she comes out, and then she does a thing where she mostly shouts out the swimmers. I specifically remember her saying something about Katie Ledecky.
And she shouted out Simone Biles. That's
Simone
her home.
Biles.
That's her homegirl. Yep. Right?
Actually, that had a little double entendre to it to me because she said, "I know y'all know my girl Simone."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So that was a little shot. I thought it was nice. It was a nice little. It was definitely a surprise. I don't think anybody thought Beyonce was gonna pop out for the Olympics. So it was definitely a surprise. Add some more star studdedness to the event. Like it's the beginning, it's the Olympics, everything's happening literally right now as we speak. And that was like the perfect kickoff. Like Beyonce is officially kicking it off.
Now you think somebody else that's on tour right now who's pretty popular gonna try and get her face up there?
She already gonna be in at some point.
You think
we'll see her
somewhere. Yeah, okay.
We'll
I'm just curious. You can't have one without the other, right?
We may have her when track starts.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe when track starts we might see. But here's the thing. What we didn't see was some star power from French athletes.
Yeah.
They ain't won nothing lately. I mean, is it me?
It's you. No, you're right. You're right.
Most countries, when they host the Olympics, they trot out folks that you know.
Right. What was the last one at?
Was Tokyo. Naomi Osaka.
She carried the flag in it. Okay, so they got a lot of stars there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got different athletes, but I mean, even in Rio, they brought out Giselle, the model.
Because she's with Tom Brady then.
I'm just saying, but she's not an athlete. But she's someone
she's
renowned.
Married to Tom Brady. Now, that's close enough.
But she's renowned from that country. I'm just saying.
No, she was top model on the planet. So,
I was about
yes.
to say, yeah, nah, that's the Victoria's Secret ads.
Yeah, she's top model on the planet. She gets to do that.
She got Tom Brady, but she got her own money. But I'm just saying, from France, I'm like.
Yeah. Where was Rudy Gobert?
Hey, there you go.
But he's playing.
But he's still a top athlete.
Yeah, but they.
I mean, he's not LeBron.
They gave LeBron the flag.
And I'm talking about lighting the torch.
True.
You used to bring some of your greats, your all-time greats and whatnot. And I'm like, that kind of what? And none of that would be big. I was thinking, like, where's Yannick Noah? Yannick Noah's a tennis hall.
Yeah,
I don't know why he wasn't there.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean, you got some guys who would have been
I had
good.
To think about that.
Right.
Tony Parker.
Tony Parker was one that we know. He was there.
He was there?
He was there. He carried the plane.
Okay.
He carried the plane.
Okay, good.
But, I mean, there were a lot of people that were like, wasn't exactly a who's who. And I'm like, I don't know. Is he going to bring some famous French folks just to do it? Because they ended up handing the flame off to Rafael Nadal, Serena Williams, and Carl Lewis. And I'm like, these folks from other countries.
Yeah,
but they're all those Olympic. Well, maybe to your point, they didn't have enough famous people, so they wouldn't grab who they could find that were Olympians.
You know?
They just grabbed Olympians. There's nothing wrong with that. All inclusive.
It's like Cleveland Cavaliers playing for the NBA championship. Who they get courtside? They had to fly Jim Brown in from L.A. because ain't nobody from Cleveland.
Both of them would have gladly came out and sat courtside. See, y'all sold yourself short.
They didn't have anybody from Cleveland to want to come by there.
Yeah, that was true.
Arsenio Hall wouldn't come sit there.
Arsenio wasn't there.
Halle Berry wouldn't sit there.
Nope.
Drew Carey wouldn't sit there.
Nope.
No folk from Cleveland.
If y'all would have called Bone Thugs and Harmony, all five of them would have sat courtside. I promise you. Wishbone, Lazy Bone, Crazy Bone, Busy Bone, Flesh and Bone. They'd all sat courtside.
All I got to say is, as we get out of here, I got my athlete who I'm going to watch this Olympics. Come on, we all got to pick one. And I'm not the usual suspects. I got my athlete who I'm watching.
Who's that?
Now you got to choose one. You guys going to promise you're going to choose one off the beaten path? Trinity Rodman.
Okay.
Trinity Rodman.
Is she off the beaten path?
She's part of the team, so she's not an individual. And she is coming up. And she got a move already named after her. And so that's the one I'm watching. So, yeah. We ain't talked about her, period, since we've been doing the show. Have you talked about her?
No, we haven't.
Have you been watching her?
The intrigue is
her last name, knowing who she is. She's what's next. So yeah, that's why I'm hanging my hat on.
All right,
let's see what happens and how she helps. And the team went out and won.
Oh, the team is going to win.
Team went out and won. That's not what they said, you know, last time with the women's.
No, the women are going to win. But that's this time. You got some new faces and some new blood.
We are just getting started on this Saturday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and it's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Happy to be here, man.
It's not raining outside.
We may get some, though. I mean, that's just the way it's been.
Looks like the expressway opened up, too.
Yeah. People are moving. Good thing.
I was just listening to the music here. You can keep talking if you want to.
Talking.
Yeah, I just got back here. I just got comfortable. I just thought, well, everybody just listen to the music
for a minute. All right.
Did you know that Vincent Van Gogh committed suicide?
No.
I didn't know that either.
No.
But it happened on this day.
On this day.
Vincent Van Gogh, he'd had enough.
Man.
So he got himself a revolver,
mm-hmm.
and 2 days later, he was gone home to glory.
Wow.
But it happened on this day. See, painters, you know, then he... Who's the one? He lost his ear too, didn't he? Who's the one that got his ear? I think it was his. I think he had lost the ear too. One of them did. Much as I know about art,
yeah.
And one Monet and one's Monet or something like that, and one of them had kind of a weird upbringing. So, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. What are we going to do with this Braves team, man? I mean, are we? At what point do you make a decision about just? Listen, this just ain't our year. We're going to be spoilers. Let's try and get everybody back healthy. I mean, that's a conversation that does happen. I don't know that it happens at the end of July, but is are you worried that it might actually happen this year?
Yeah, I mean, it could. I'm not throwing in a towel on this team yet, but it's just we're seeing some things that we just didn't think we'd see from this baseball team. Right. And obviously, you know, the injuries are one thing. Man, you know, the hitting the has been on and off and just sputtering the offense, but now we're getting errors. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I won't say it's something that didn't happen in recent years, but it was something you worried a little less about. You had an airtight infield. Your outfield was solid defensively. And boy, we had a play early in the game against Cincinnati this week. Wednesday, it was like it was straight out of Charlie Brown All Stars.
Yeah,
I mean, ball was just all flying all around a lot.
God,
you know that's what we seem like what we're dealing with right now.
I'm not surprised, and I brought this up to you, and y'all rolled your eyes at me, or you just kind of went, yeah, you know. But I fully believed that this were going to happen. It was going to look like this, and that's the missing element of Ron Washington. He worked with those infielders. He worked with these guys with just the basics. And his presence not being there right now. Because I'm telling you what, we've been watching this little by little throughout this season. You know, we just seeing some fumbles and some bumbles and some missed throws. This is where he would get on folks when they got off the field in between innings. And I absolutely believe that this is the Ron Washington effect when you talk about knucklehead little errors.
Well, not just that, but in a number of ways.
Well, yes, but this is one that we're talking about right now.
And being that voice that could come in and come to guys to come in. You know,
yeah, exactly.
And guys to do that.
It's
definitely missing. Absolutely. It's what was respected with this team. And now the Mets are passing you up in the wild card hunt, something you didn't think you would see, you know, earlier in the season. You know, the Mets have been the Mets for so long, like we said earlier. They've thrown a lot of cash at things. And here they are right now. But what you weren't expecting last night was Charlie Morton to have the kind of outing that he had, which is just, you know, abysmal, to say a word. He doesn't even make it through three innings. Gives up six hits, five earned runs, 2 2/3. I mean, you usually when he takes the mound, you're trying to get you five to six solid innings, maybe even seven. But last night, that was the case. And the Braves hitting home runs. I mean, Adam Duvall got him a 2-0 lead, you know. And Duvall with homer later in the game. Marcelo Ozuna with the home run as well. But the Mets go out and get this win, 8-4 last night. So it's
Braves sitting a half game behind the dudes.
Yeah.
Half game behind the Mets. Say it out loud. Okay? Talk about a six-game losing streak. There are a couple postponements because of the weather with Cincinnati. But still, six. yeah. game. When last time we said something like that?
Have not.
You know. So you have to wonder at what point will the conversation be held? Okay, what do we do? What, you know, we're in a unique situation. We're not used to being in this spot, but you know, let's try and make some lemonade out of lemons here. I mean, I don't know how to fix it, but there's got to be a conversation that's held about what we have sitting over here rehabbing, that's coming back, some this year, others next year, and even the ones that are coming back later on this year. Do you want them coming back and performing, or you want them to get 100% healthy? If there's no, this is a conversation that's going to be going on in a number of leagues, as you know, the way things used to be are not the way things are moving forward. And you don't want to put these guys out. A lot of these guys don't want to put themselves out there for, let's say the, this was a conversation we're having because they're having a conversation in the NFL about having that 18th game.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so we're going to know that there's going to be some folks that are going to be sitting out, and business decisions will be made. And so I'm just asking, at what point do you have a conversation about the long term of this team and the players that are here that we're producing, not so much now, but coming back from injuries, all the things that are surrounding why they aren't where they were a couple years ago?
Yeah. And that's the thing. You basically have your lineup set. You got the guys under contract who should be here to do that for you for some time. And you have to feel like this is an anomaly. You got to believe that, because you know what this, you know what's been produced in the past, and you've invested in it. You know what I mean? You've invested in it. It's no, you know, it makes no sense to bring somebody else in that would equate to a starter to be in right field when you know who you're going to have back in right field eventually.
Right.
So that's the other way your hands are kind of tied, right?
And the cherry on top of all of this is, while we sit and scratch our head and wonder what could be, should be, or whatever should happen with this team next, chances are the Cy Young winner is going to come out that locker room.
There's a chance.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On top of everything else, we got the best pitcher in baseball right now.
Yeah,
and yet
true.
Still looking up at the Mets.
Yep. Spencer Schwellenbach is going to get the start for the Braves today. And let's see what he does to continue to show that he deserves to be in the big leagues, that he is a big league pitcher. He gets another opportunity today and try to, like, you know, stop the bleeding for this Braves team. Michael Harris, by the way, they think he may be eligible to come back and play around the 14th of August. But even then, if that's the immediate time that he can come back to you, rush him back out there. I mean, that's the whole thing, this extra time.
This is the conversation I'm talking about having. What do you want to do? And by the way, do you need to protect these guys from themselves? I'm asking that legitimately, because there was a period of time when there was that athlete who didn't care what was going on with them. They would knock the manager or coach over to get back in the game. Then you got the term load management being introduced in the sports,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Then guys like, maybe I need to rest this for a couple more weeks. Do you see that extra in the players that are coming back on this Braves team, that Snitker's going to have to keep them from themselves?
A lot of it depends, though, Greg, on where this team is in the standings, I think. If this team has dropped so far behind the Mets, then maybe not.
So that's the conversation we're having.
But that's
but
the thing.
But even
but
with
if,
that.
If they're still wild card contending, because all you want to do is get in the party. All you want to do is get in right now. I mean, you're not going to win the division. And that doesn't bother me, not winning the division. We won the division and we're flat as pancakes in October. So that doesn't bother me. The thing of it is, can they get to the party and still be healthy enough to do the damage and still get where we eventually feel like this team is supposed to be?
And be that as it may, we'll see what that looks like come September. What I'm talking about is, if they're not eligible for the playoffs, if they don't look like they're going to make it there, and yet you got player X wanting to come back and get in the game because he's got that kind of makeup. He's that dude. I'm just trying to think of one right now. Chipper pops to mind. When he was healthy, he was going in the game, whether they had a chance to make it to the playoffs or not. There are those guys who are just hooked up differently, that when they're healthy to play, I'm going in the game. I don't care where we are in the standings. And so I ask again, do you see that makeup in some of these guys coming back? I see it in Ozzie Albies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see it in him.
Yeah. Well, he knows what he means to the lineup. You know, if he's batting second in the lineup, like I said with him, he gives you a chance because he puts the ball in play. He makes contact. You know, if your lead guy gets on base, he's going to put it between the lines. is going to give you a chance.
But he also will go in when they're out of it. That's everything that you said, I agree with. My question is, we don't know because this is uncharted territory. Does Michael Harris have that?
I believe so.
Okay, well, we'll see. I don't know right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe so. I definitely believe so with him. Guys are healthy and able to get back out there. I think they will. But it's just that, you know, you got some injuries at a terrible time. And, you know, and the team overall is suffering because of it right now. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, let's take a second here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I don't know if you saw this story. And, of course, this guy, regardless of what uniform he wears right now, I still think he's a part of this community. That's Freddie Freeman. You didn't hear the news. Chelsea Freeman, Freddie's wife, wrote on Instagram that their son, Maximus, has a temporary condition that causes hip inflammation and typically happens in young boys. Whatever he is going through right now, Freddie had to leave the team. All right. Now, it is, she's written here, a temporary condition. According to Chelsea Freeman, Maximus had a viral infection last week when the family was in Arlington for the All-Star game. So anyway, just want to make sure, you know, throw that out there. Keep an eye on the story. But Freddie had to leave the Dodgers to tend to his son. And we send prayers and hope everything works out. And
yeah.
I'm sure things, when I see the word temporary, I figure everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there you go. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We got a new feature, sort of, on Saturdays. We're going to start the countdown to Corky Kell. We have ourselves a special guest coming up, 7:20.
Yeah, we got Coach Jamie All from North Atlanta is going to join us 7:20.
Yep.
As Atlanta Public Schools can seek to have their media day coming up today over at Mays High School. Coaches and some of the players will be gathering over there to get the season all kicked off. This is just happening all around the areas. We get set for high school football. Of course, the scoreboard show will be coming your way. And we're going to talk about the games that we're going to be airing for.
Game.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And it's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Happy to be here, man.
We may get some, though. I mean, that's just the way it's been.
Looks like the expressway opened up, too.
Yeah. People are moving. Good thing.
I was just listening to the music here. You can keep talking if you want to.
Talking.
Yeah, I just got back here. I just got comfortable. I just thought, well, everybody just listen to the music
for a minute. All right.
Did you know that Vincent Van Gogh committed suicide?
No.
I didn't know that either.
No.
But it happened on this day.
On this day.
Vincent Van Gogh, he'd had enough.
Man.
So he got himself a revolver,
mm-hmm.
and 2 days later, he was gone home to glory.
Wow.
But it happened on this day. See, painters, you know, then he... Who's the one? He lost his ear too, didn't he? Who's the one that got his ear? I think it was his. I think he had lost the ear too. One of them did.
I'm not sure.
As much as I know about art, yeah. And one Monet and one's Monet or something like that, and one of them had kind of a weird upbringing. So, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. What are we going to do with this Braves team, man? I mean, are we? At what point do you make a decision about just? Listen, this just ain't our year. We're going to be spoilers. Let's try and get everybody back healthy. I mean, that's a conversation that does happen. I don't know that it happens at the end of July, but is are you worried that it might actually happen this year?
Yeah. I mean, it could. I'm not throwing in a towel on this team yet, but it's just we're seeing some things that we just didn't think we'd see from this baseball team. Right. And obviously, you know, the injuries are one thing. Man, you know, the hitting the has been on and off and just sputtering the offense, but now we're getting errors. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I won't say it's something that didn't happen in recent years, but it was something you worried a little less about. You had an airtight infield. Your outfield was solid defensively. And boy, we had a play early in the game against Cincinnati this week. Wednesday, it was like it was straight out of Charlie Brown All-Stars.
Yeah.
I mean, ball was just all flying all around a lot.
Go ahead.
You know, that's what we seem like what we're dealing with right now.
I'm not surprised. And I brought this up to you, and y'all rolled your eyes at me, or you just kind of went, yeah, you know. But I fully believed that this were it going to happen, it was going to look like this. And that's the missing element of Ron Washington. He worked with those infielders. He worked with these guys with just the basics. And his presence not being there right now. Because I'm telling you what, we've been watching this little by little throughout this season. You know, we just seeing some fumbles and some bumbles and some missed throws. This is where he would get on folks when they got off the field in between innings. And I absolutely believe that this is the Ron Washington effect when you talk about knucklehead little errors.
Well, not just that, but in a number of ways.
Well, yes, but this is one that we're talking about right now.
And being that voice that could come in and come to guys to come in. You know,
yeah, exactly.
And guys to do that.
It's
definitely missing. Absolutely. Is what was respected with this team. And now the Mets are passing you up in the wild card hunt, something you didn't think you would see, you know, earlier in the season. You know, the Mets have been the Mets for so long, like we said earlier. They've thrown a lot of cash at things. And here they are right now. But what you weren't expecting last night was Charlie Morton to have the kind of outing that he had, which is just, you know, abysmal, to say a word. He doesn't even make it through three innings. Gives up six hits, five earned runs, 2 2/3. I mean, usually when he takes the mound, you're trying to get you five to six solid innings, maybe even seven. But last night, that was the case. And the Braves hitting home runs. I mean, Adam Duvall got him a 2-0 lead. And Duvall with homer later in the game. Marcelo Ozuna with the home run as well. But the Mets go out and get this win, 8-4 last night. So it's
Braves sitting a half game behind the dudes.
Yeah.
Half game behind the Mets. Say it out loud. Okay? Talk about a six-game losing streak. There are a couple postponements because of the weather with Cincinnati. But still, six. Yeah. Game. When last time we said something like that?
Have not.
You know. So you have to wonder at what point will the conversation be held? Okay. What do we do? We're in a unique situation. We're not used to being in this spot, but you know, let's try and make some lemonade out of lemons here. I mean, I don't know how to fix it, but there's got to be a conversation that's held about what we have sitting over here rehabbing, that's coming back some this year. Well, there's next year. And even the ones that are coming back later on this year, do you want them coming back and performing? Or you want them to get 100% healthy? If there's no – this is a conversation that's going to be going on in a number of leagues as, you know, the way things used to be are not the way things are moving forward. And you don't want to put these guys out. A lot of these guys don't want to put themselves out there for – let's say the this was a conversation we're having because they're having a conversation in the NFL about having that 18th game.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so – we're going to know that there's going to be some folks that are going to be sitting out, and business decisions will be made. And so I'm just asking, at what point do you have a conversation about the long term of this team and the players that are here that we're producing, not so much now, but coming back from injuries, all the things that are surrounding why they aren't where they were a couple years ago.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You basically have your lineup set. You got a guys under contract who should be here to do that for you for some time. And you have to feel like this is an anomaly. You got to believe that because you know what this, you know what's been produced in the past, and you've invested in it. You know what I mean? You've invested in it. It makes no sense to bring somebody else in that would equate to a starter to be in right field when you know who you're going to have back in right field eventually.
Right.
So that's the other way your hands are kind of tied, right?
And the cherry on top of all of this is, while we sit and scratch our head and wonder what could be, should be, or whatever should happen with this team next, chances are the Cy Young winner is going to come out that locker room.
There's a chance.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On top of everything else, we got the best pitcher in baseball right now.
Yeah, that's
and yet
true.
Still looking up at the Mets.
Yep. Spencer Schwellenbach is going to get the start for the Braves today. And let's see what he does to continue to show that he deserves to be in the big leagues, that he is a big league pitcher. He gets another opportunity today and try to, like, you know, stop the bleeding for this Braves team. Michael Harris, by the way, they think he may be eligible to come back and play around the 14th of August. But even then, if that's the immediate time that he can come back to you, rush him back out there. I mean, that's the whole thing, this extra time.
This is the conversation I'm talking about having. What do you want to do? And by the way, do you need to protect these guys from themselves? I'm asking that legitimately because there was a period of time when there was that athlete who didn't care what was going on with them. They would knock the manager or coach over to get back in the game. Then you got the term load management being introduced in the sports,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Then guys like, maybe I need to rest this for a couple more weeks. Do you see that extra in the players that are coming back on this Braves team that Snitker's going to have to keep them from themselves?
A lot of it depends, though, Greg, on where this team is in the standings, I think. If this team has dropped so far behind the Mets, then maybe not.
So that's the conversation we're having.
But that's the thing.
But if
they're still wild card contending, because all you want to do is get in the party. All you want to do is get in right now. I mean, you're not going to win the division. And that doesn't bother me, not winning the division. We won the division and we're flat as pancakes in October. So that doesn't bother me. The thing of it is, can they get to the party and still be healthy enough to do the damage and still get where we eventually feel like this team is supposed to be?
And be that as it may, we'll see what that looks like come September. What I'm talking about is if they're not eligible for the playoffs, if they don't look like they're going to make it there, and yet you got player X wanting to come back and get in the game because he's got that kind of makeup. He's that dude. I'm just trying to think of one right now. Chipper pops to mind. When he was healthy, he was going in the game, whether they had a chance to make it to the playoffs or not. There are those guys who are just hooked up differently that when they're healthy to play, I'm going in the game. I don't care where we are in the standings. And so I ask again, do you see that makeup in some of these guys coming back? I see it in Ozzie Albies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see it in him.
Yeah. Well, he knows what he means to the lineup. You know, if he's batting second in the lineup, like I said with him, he gives you a chance because he puts the ball in play. He makes contact. You know, if your lead guy gets on base, he's going to put it between the lines. He's going to give you a chance.
But he also will go in when they're out of it. That's everything that you said, I agree with. My question is, and we don't know because this is uncharted territory, does Michael Harris have that?
I believe so.
Okay, well, we'll see. But I don't know right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe so. I definitely believe so with him. Guys are healthy and able to get back out there. I think they will, but it's just that, you know, you got some injuries at a terrible time, and you know, and the team overall is suffering because of it right now. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, let's take a second here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I don't know if you saw this story, and of course, this guy, regardless of what uniform he wears right now, I still think he's a part of this community. That's Freddie Freeman. You didn't hear the news. Chelsea Freeman, Freddie's wife, wrote on Instagram that their son Maximus has a temporary condition that causes hip inflammation and typically happens in young boys. Whatever he is going through right now, Freddie had to leave the team. All right. Now, it is, she's written here, a temporary condition. According to Chelsea Freeman, Maximus had a viral infection last week when the family was in Arlington for the All-Star game. So anyway, just want to make sure, you know, throw that out there. Keep an eye on the story. But Freddie had to leave the Dodgers to tend to his son, and we send prayers and hope everything works out. And
yeah.
I'm sure things. When I see the word temporary, I figure everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there you go. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We got a new feature, sort of. On Saturdays, we're going to start the countdown to Corky Kell. We have ourselves a special guest coming up, 7:20.
Yeah, we got Coach Jamie All from North Atlanta is going to join us 7:20.
Yep.
As Atlanta Public Schools consent to have their media day coming up today over at Mays High School. Coaches and some of the players will be gathering over there to get the season all kicked off. This is just happening all around the areas. We get set for high school football. Of course, the scoreboard show will be coming your way. And we're going to talk about the games that we're going to be airing for you here of the Corky Kell, Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic. We'll talk about those as well when we come back for the top of the hour. Run the whole rundown for you and then let you know the games that we're going to be carrying for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I thought you were taking us out because Noelle said we had to like get out. Remember, she busted us earlier.
Come at top of the hour.
I was letting you do that.
Top of the hour. We're going to talk college football media days. And a certain college football team near and dear to us that can't wait to get the folks on the field because they can't keep people out of
trouble. This was weird watching this
last week. Can't keep people out of trouble. And that's the folks up the road.
That was a tease.
Yeah.
That was a tease, Mr. Crenshaw.
Stay tuned, y'all. That's coming up to kick off at 7 o'clock hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.